This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Peas, lentils, and chickpeas are all important crops here in the Pacific Northwest as more attention is paid to healthy diets and sustainable farming. CEO of the U.S. Dry Pea and Lentil Council, Tim McGreevy, says Eastern Washington has become the top chickpea producer in the U.S.
You know, the big demand for hummus, and now chickpeas are being used in all kinds of different plant-based food applications, from, you know, extruded snacks to baked goods to, you know, just you name it. We're in pastas. We're just in a lot of different products now. And that's true for peas and lentils.
But peas, McGreevy says, aren't as common as they once were.
We're not doing as many peas in this region as we used to because there's been a shift towards more lentils and chickpeas.
But the peas we do grow, McGreevy says, are top-notch.
We still produce a super high-quality green pea for canning in this region, in Washington and Idaho, that's still quite sought after and gets a premium in the marketplace.
Thanks to trade tariffs, total pulse sales in 2020 dropped to $500 million, about half of what they were at their peak in 2018. Much of the increased demand for pulses can be attributed to the growing popularity of plant-based foods.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.